in the NFL, and the Birds suffer a frustrating loss to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. The secondary looked pedestrian as DeSean Jackson had his way with his former team. The Birds now head into Week 3 versus the Colts with Carson Wentz back under center. Can Wentz and the Eagles right the ship at home against Indy, or will Andrew Luck and the Colts hand the Birds a second straight loss? It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Downingtown Country Club. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Good evening, everyone. Wow. Is anyone working in Downingtown? They are all here for the Ron Jaworski Show. Great to see such a fantastic crowd here. Mayor Maxwell was out a little earlier. He wanted his photo taken with the Vince Lombardi trophy. He was out early. It's out there. Big crowd here. Everyone's had a lot of fun. Myself, Coach Vermeil, good time here out of Downingtown. And I want to thank my sponsors because we can't make this show happen every week without these incredible folks. Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick and all the guys. We are brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity. Internet delivering reliable fast speeds even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We're brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort in Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets. I bet they're betting. People are betting on the Eagles, of course, at our new sports book. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We are brought to you by the good folks at Bradford White Water Heaters. Nick Jaffray and the guys. Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. And I always get a round of applause for this announcement. We are brought to you by Miller Lite. Hey, Coach and I got a Miller Lite. We're enjoying it. Always like the Miller Lite. Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton, thank you guys. We always have a lot of fun. And, man, I want to get right into it because it's not too often that you get a Super Bowl winning coach to do a show with. A coach that has won 120 games as Soul Man enters the building. Has coached Hall of Fame quarterbacks and Super Bowl quarterbacks and All-Pro quarterbacks, and that is the legendary head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Dick Vermeil. Coach, great to be with you once again.
Always great to be with you, Ron. You know that.
You know, this is kind of going to be a little reenactment of what we did on Monday. We played out at the Fred's Footsteps golf tournament with Fred DeBona and Brian Lobley, and we talked football for like 5 hours. So we're just going to do that for about an hour here tonight. You know, I know there's so much going on right now, but, you know, you've coached guys like myself, Kurt Warner, Trent Green, Roman Gabriel, we go back. You've coached a lot of terrific quarterbacks throughout your tenure as a coach that won 120 games and the Super Bowl. You got a quarterback like Carson Wentz coming off a shredded knee, his first game back. What are you thinking about the play calling? What's going through your mind?
Well, first, the personality may dictate a little bit because you know Carson as he is. He's the same personality as you.
That's
you know,
scary.
That, no, you know, he's going to compete regardless of what you say. And I think you have to go in and let him be Carson Wentz. I think soon as you start putting restrictions on what you might call or what you might say or how you want him to play, once the ball snapped, he's going to be Carson Wentz. Ron Jaworski is going to be Ron Jaworski. He is going to compete. And I don't really believe that the knee will even be on his mind at any time once he gets under center. I really don't. I've been around personalities, not at the quarterback position, that it took a long time to play well again, even in playing, because of knee. John Bunning might be one of the only guys I ever coached, and also Bill Berge, coming off a knee operation that the first time he lined up and played, he played like he was never hurt. Wow. It's hard to do, but Carson Wentz, I think, will. I really do.
You control the play calling. Do you go in this game thinking, okay, hey, I need to get him comfortable. I'm going to go with the quick drops. I'm gonna do some screen pass early, get him comfortable. And I look at it from maybe my perspective as a quarterback. I almost want to get hit early because, you know, you think you're okay. The doctors tell you okay. The medical staff tells you okay. The athletic trainer who's lived you for 9 months says you're okay. But until you take that first hit, you don't know if you're okay. So as a coach calling plays, do you want to kind of ease him into the game or you say, let's come out and start slinging it?
I think that's a good question, Ron. I think the first thing as a coach, you think about the protections you're going to use and what kind of protections dictate the drop and these kind of things. So I think you might be conservative in the protections. and keep more people in than you maybe normally would. You might just not have everybody all out all at once.
Right.
Though some quarterbacks, Roman Gabriel, he would rather have them all out so he could get rid of the ball before he got hit, rather than having someone in to block that's going to get beat anyway. Yeah. You know? So, you know, it depends on the quarterback. But I think protections, no high-risk protections early in a ball game, and like you say, get the ball out of his hand quickly and give him definition of purpose on every snap.
Yeah, I've tried to play this game in my mind thinking what the Indianapolis Colts will try to do. They know this guy's coming back, you know, from an injury, been out 9 months. Your first inclination is pressure. Let's see what he's got. But that's not what the Colts do. They blitz less than 10% of the time. So you're going to get pressure on less than one of every 10 snaps. They're a coverage-based team. So I think that plays well. It bodes well for Carson. He's not going to get a lot of those blitzes. So he can work his way to a certain degree of comfort in the game.
I agree with that. And I think the other thing might do is they might, even though they may not blitz, they might press coverage tight and try to force him to go downfield and take away the dinks and the dunks and the zero crosses and all that kind of stuff, and force him to go downfield. And because it might take him a little longer to start becoming accurate under pressure downfield a long ways than short running the little simple stuff.
Right. We are coming to you live from the Downingtown Country Club, Ron Jaworski Show, with my very special guest, Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl winning coach. We'll be back with more after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
When it rains, it pours, and it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month, and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club, but thought there's no way you could afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right, only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all six of my signature golf courses. Visit GolfDowningtown.com now.
Goldenberg's Peanut Chews is celebrating their partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles by giving away Eagles home game tickets and tubs of Peanut Chews candy. Listen live to 97.5's Know the Show weekdays between 1 and 1:30 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. And be the first caller on Who's On First to win a tub of those delicious, chewy, chocolatey bite-sized pieces of candy loaded with crunchy roasted peanuts. Pick up Goldenberg's Peanut Chews at select Wawa stores today.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball. Baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Reach your savings goals faster this fall with Citadel's high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 3.10%. That's right, 3.10% when you open a 48-month certificate. Or earn 2.85% on a 24-month certificate. These new rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit citadelbanking.com/certificates, call Citadel, or visit a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus. You. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rates subject to change.
Tune in to the Birds Players Show, hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's, brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag by Phil Gaughan. Find a pickup location near you at thebagster.com.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you at the gym in a while. What's been going on?
I'm just happy to spend some time away from the house.
Oof, things that bad?
I can't stand my job. Then I come home to a wife who can't stand me. Hey, you see that guy that just walked by? He's the one we saw at the ball game doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, that's John. Do you know he went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting? After we saw him at the game, I went to one of their studio tours to check out the program, and I loved the learn-by-doing style of training, so I actually decided to enroll. And get this, the first day of classes, we were in the studios.
That's the radio school, right?
No, they do it all. Audio, video, TV, radio, digital media, sports broadcasting.
Oh, that's awesome, man. A career in sports is my dream. I wish I could do that.
You can do it. Check out GoCSB.com to schedule a tour. They have a campus right here in the Philly area. It's so easy, man. See if it's right for you. Visit GoCSB.com to schedule a tour at the Cherry Hill campus. Day and evening classes begin in November.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, not just for radio anymore.
Sports talk for Royersford and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live from the Downingtown Country Club. Soul Man getting the crowd all fired up. The Soul Mates hanging out. I am joined by the legendary Super Bowl winning coach, Dick Vermeil. Oh, we are having a blast here out in Downingtown. Is anybody working? That would be my question, Coach. I think they took the day off to play some golf and hang out with us tonight. We are very thankful for that. Coach, another question for you. When the defense plays poorly, like I thought the secondary of the Eagles did against Tampa Bay, and you were one of those coaches that, you know, let your defensive signal caller, coordinator run that defense. But when you see a secondary that I think is arguably one of the best in the National Football League have one of those down days. As a head coach, how do you address that with your defensive coordinator and the defense in general?
Well, first off, you don't evaluate the quality of your defensive coach by one game. You know, you just won a Super Bowl with a guy, even though they didn't play well in the Super Bowl. The defense, you know, along with everybody else, got him there.
So in other words, you're saying chill out a little bit, right?
You've got to evaluate the entire situation. And, you know, Fitzpatrick is on a roll. People don't give him enough credit for being as good as he is. He's seven teams, and he's always been on losing teams. But seven times he's been either the NFC or AFC Player of the Week in the league, okay? And has the highest freaking test score in the history of the NFL in regard to quarterbacks.
Yeah, he went to Harvard. Coach.
Harvard.
He went to Harvard.
Almost too smart. In fact, you'd say, what the hell are you playing football for? You know?
Hey, he couldn't get to Youngstown State, so
but
he went
to
Harvard.
But he can play. Yeah. I talked to Mike Martz about him today. I did. And, you know, Mike said his problem, as I said, everyone says right away, well, he's a backup. If he could play on a good football team every week, he might surprise a lot of people.
Yep. Really?
Because he's had too many great games to not be a good player.
And he's got some weapons on that Tampa Bay team. I mean, obviously, they had this guy that we're very familiar with, and DeSean Jackson.
Right.
You know, you look at Mike Evans, he's 6'5", 240-pound, like a tight end playing wide receiver.
Right.
You know, Godman, the kid out of Penn State, is a very good receiver with speed.
Yeah.
You know, their tight end position, that O.J. Howard is a number one draft choice. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Fitzpatrick comes in. And, you know, we talked about it last week on the show when I had Vince Papale. This guy is a streaky player. He's a streaky guy. When he gets in that rhythm,
you know, he could light the Eagles up. And I kind of sensed it. I didn't think he'd do it because I thought the pass rush of the Eagles would negate a lot of his ability to get the ball out and down the field. But they protected him well.
Yeah, especially in the second half. You know, the pass rush was a little better early, which it normally is.
Yep.
Because part of pass rush is emotion. Intensity, you're fired up and you go and you turn. In fact, the game itself defensively is more emotional. Today, the article in the paper about the defense giving up so much, many more points on the road. Well, they don't have the 12th guy. They don't have the Philadelphia Eagle fan with them. And it makes more of a difference on the defense than it does the offense. But I still believe our defensive coordinator is good as there is in the league. And from time to time, you're going to get beat. Like we said Monday night, you and I were together. Said, you know, because they lost the game doesn't mean they're not going to the Super Bowl. If they won the game, it wouldn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl. You know, that's how it is.
Coach, this is Philadelphia. This is how we react here.
What
have you done lately? No one knows better than you, Coach.
To me, just like Coach Peterson, I listen to, you know, my wife makes me turn it off once in a while at 8 o'clock in the morning. She gets tired of all the noise on WIP. But to
Coach,
me,
we're on the Fanatic this morning, so we got to switch over.
Once I make a commitment, and I think this guy is really good, I don't let it change when they have a bad game. Now, they're all over us for this call, that call. The fourth down call didn't work. Well, you're always going to boo the fourth down call. It doesn't work, especially in Philadelphia. But if you believe in the philosophy of the head coach that helped you win a world championship, you don't fluctuate up and down. You just, you know, you just believe and you say, you know, I would have done the same thing because that's what he wanted to do. You know,
you've always believed in analytics. And in fact, you know, Coach and I started out together back in 1973 with the Los Angeles Rams. So we date a long way back. And you hear so much now about the analytics of the game. And, you know, you go through the Eagles media guy. They got like 10 guys in the analytics department. I mean, they analyze everything. Coach had an analytics guy back in 1973 by the name of Bud Goody. And
I got his reports today.
You see, he gets his reports, and they're amazing. I mean, it's amazing. So, you know, I mean, I know you did, but I'll ask you so you could respond to it. What impact do those analytics have on your coaching decisions?
Well, not so much the spontaneous division on third down during the middle of a game, but the overall preparation of training camp, where to emphasize your time, what really is critical, these kinds of things, and also forming goals and objectives for your squad. Because, for example, today's report, I've got the average of the last 10 years in the National Football League of a non-playoff team, a playoff team, an NFC championship team, and a Super Bowl team, a Super Bowl loser. And if you ask me how I put my training camp together and the things I talk to about the squad, I can go back and get concrete information and say, this is what we have to do because this is what the big people have been doing the last 10 years, other than just making it up. It's factual. It's numbers. And I used them more that way than game day, though the one that early influenced me was run the ball 40 times
a game.
In the old days, first off, in the old days, if you didn't run the ball 40 times, you were chicken. You know, but it used to be a predictor of winning. It had about an 87% or 85% prediction to win the football game. Just run the ball 40 times a ball game. But today there are so many quarterbacks that because of the Jaworskis and these guys that came up and kept improving the statistics of a quarterback, there's so many guys throwing in the high 60%. You know, our guy, Nick, threw 70%, Sonny.
Yep,
70%. Nobody used to throw 70%.
70? You're going to the Hall of Fame.
Fame throwing 70%. Right. Yeah. So now the short passing game and all that is blended in. So you don't run the ball as many times, but you better make sure you complete 65% or you're going to have trouble.
You know, I can remember walking in the locker room on Monday morning and we'd have the goals for the game. And they were around this big giant board in our meeting room. And I've got wide receivers like Harold Carmichael, who, by the way, should be in the Hall of Fame, just like Dick Vermeil should be in the Hall of Fame. We need to get that bus started real quick. And I got Carmichael, and I got Quick, and I got Spagnuolo, and I got Wolf Montgomery, all these good receivers. And the first stat would always be, 40 runs. And I talk about deflation as a quarterback. We got to run it 40 times to win. Coach, give me 40 throws and we can win it.
Yeah.
But that was the profile that was developed in that era to run the football. I would bet there isn't a team in the league that has a profile to run 40 times a game right
Not
now.
Anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but see, the thing is, the design of the passing game in that time wasn't conducive to giving your quarterback the opportunity to throw 65% complete. We were downfield. We were vertical downfield.
Right.
So if Ron was running an offense today, he'd be throwing 68, 70%, 72% a game complete. But in our offense, going the ball, 18-yard comebacks, 20-yard turn-ins, post patterns, fades, all this kind of stuff, see, that you're
Coach
not going to
be fired up, man.
You're
ready
not
going
to complete as many of those. That's all there is to it. Right. But when you do complete a couple big ones, you win a football game.
Today's game has changed. And Coach, maybe I'll get to this because we talk about change in philosophy. And I think the rules have changed the way the game is played today. Yeah. If you have if I was a coordinator in the NFL, you know, I'm not sure I would run the ball at all. Maybe just to rest my arm and become, you know, Philadelphia's sole arena football, because you can't touch players anymore on defense.
Yeah, right.
You can't bump them after 5 yards down.
Can't hit him when he's throwing it.
You can't hit him when you throw it. You can't hit him after he throws. You can't hit him, period.
During the throw. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I went back last week. There were 15 roughing the quarterback penalties. And, I mean, I would say 10 of them were, in our era, they were laughable. You know, and I'm not saying the guys are soft, but my God, they're just. I'm an advocate for protecting the players and all the things and having the game safer, but the game is changing so much. I think you're taking that Spartan approach out of the game by not being able to hit anybody. So I'm saying what I would do, hey, as an offense to counter that, let's spread it out and throw it every down.
Yeah, well, you just have to make sure you're only going to get 65. Average legitimate chances to move the ball, and the only way you can move the ball is either run the ball or throw a completed pass. Okay, so if you're going to pass a lot, you better complete 70% of your throws, or you're not going to have enough opportunities to score and move the ball.
Now, Coach, I got to ask you this, because you always update everything that you do, and for years, Coach made me look really good when I was broadcasting Monday Night Football and doing all these cool gigs. He would send me all his statistical profiles of teams. And the stat that he just talked about, I always use. And to me, it was always the number one stat. He talked about runs and different things. But it was rushes plus completions.
Yeah.
At rushes plus completion. So when you look and profile teams and you're going to make your wager at Harrah's on the games, look at that number. The teams that rush the ball and have completions at 50, they're a playoff team. Is that number still very similar now?
Yeah, I think it's going up. Yep. It is going up. But you know something, Ron? I have never asked a football person the question, how do you move the ball on offense, that they don't say run and pass.
Balance.
Wrong. It's run and throw a completed pass.
Right.
And sometimes, I'm serious now, I have never had anybody answer that question correctly. In my mind,
right.
Really, and I'm not belittling anybody's knowledge. They know more than I do. But the only way you move the ball throwing it is throw a completed pass. And that's why the short passing game has become more and more and more predominant through the league.
Mm. Yeah. You know, Coach, we talked a little about Carson Wentz earlier, and you know, you had a predicament. You end up being very fortunate. You won a Super Bowl with what people consider a backup quarterback at the time in Kurt Warner, mm-hmm. Now a Hall of Famer. Your starting quarterback was Trent Green. He gets hurt. You have to go to Kurt Warner. You win a Super Bowl. How does that dynamic change? Like, now the Eagles have had Nick Foles for a heck of a run. Carson is obviously maybe the more talented quarterback. But how does that always play in your decision-making when you have two quality players? They have a great meeting room. They all, you know, have each other's back, which is a positive way. But what do you think when you have to make a quarterback change?
You know, as you know, I really didn't believe in, once I made a decision on starting quarterback, I did hear 76, I benched Barilla.
Okay. Mike Barilla.
Mike
yes.
Barilla. And he was a substitute, actually was played in the Pro Bowl the year before I got here because a couple guys got hurt and they moved him in and let him be a starter. But I really didn't believe in it. I didn't really believe in changing quarterbacks, because our practice sessions were so much longer and included so much more high-intensity work that you didn't need a game to evaluate whether this kid can play or not. And Ron can verify that. And we have gotten away from that a little bit in the National Football League. We can't find out if a guy in offensive line can pass protect anymore until he plays Sunday. And you find out, oh, my God, he can't play. So
unfortunately,
it's hurting the game.
Finds out he can't
yeah,
play, Coach.
It's
That's
hurting the game.
Yeah.
But you remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we made a decision on a quarterback, good day or bad day, if he had a bad day, it was I saw him all week in preparation at a tempo closer to how they play the game Sunday. So the evaluation wasn't only based on what I saw, the few bad plays. You know, everybody makes bad plays. Everybody. Every coach makes bad plays.
If you were coaching in today's NFL, in the preseason, how much would you play what you consider your starters?
More than they do. More than they do.
Half the time, Coach, they don't even dress up for the game.
More than they do. Yeah. There is, you know, football is not a contact sport. It is a combat sport. And the only way you get ready to play and hone your skills is at a tempo close to how you play it Sunday. Not, it doesn't have to be 100%, but it's got to be up close to 90%. And I would play them at least a quarter apiece. I did at the Chiefs, a quarter. At some, I played them into the second quarter. The last, the third game of the year, I would play them. I'd bring them out of the and play them part of the third quarter. They've got to play the game. And if you keep worrying about injuries, you're going to have more of them. We have fewer injuries working harder on the field than they have today. First off, they evaluate more things as an injury.
Yeah.
In the old days, if Ron had an injury, he may not tell anybody.
No, I like keeping my job.
He didn't want to tell anybody he had an injury. But today, it's a little more difficult on the coaches, maybe a little safer for the players. But I'll tell you this. I did a study. There were 281 recorded concussions in the league last year.
281.
281. In 38,653 plays. That's one concussion every 138 plays. The game isn't quite as dangerous as they're making it out to
yeah,
be.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. I told you, you're always going to get good stats when the coach is on the show.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to make a statement.
No.
Backed by BS.
Yeah, that's a good. Now I'm getting them warmed up. And we have to take a break. You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very, very special guest and dear friend, the legendary Super Bowl winning coach, Dick Vermeil. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5, The Fanatic, to raise money for cancer research. For every interception, forced fumble, sack, or tackle for a loss I make, I'll donate $1,000 to the American Association for Cancer Research, the largest organization in the world devoted to finding cures for all cancers. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the AACR in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
Official contest rules located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount lease only. Trade down some value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
CDLA drivers, why are you still dealing with the headaches of long-haul driving when Central Transport gets qualified tractor-trailer drivers like you home daily and weekends off? As one of the nation's largest LTL carriers, Central Transport has an excellent customer base with dedicated routes to get you home daily. Central Transport offers their drivers a $4,000 sign-on bonus. Central Transport offers stability, competitive pay, and the opportunity for advancement. But the advantages don't end there. Central Transport drivers receive medical and dental coverage, 401k with company match, paid holidays and time off, referral bonuses, weekly pay, and more. Make plans to find out more at Central Transport's open house being held this week, Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Wrights Lane in Westchester, PA, 19380. Or call Central directly at 866-700-7582. That number again, 866-700-7582. They look forward to seeing you this week at Central Transport. Central to your success.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fear of missing out? Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everyone. Big crowd on hand here at the Downingtown Country Club. Everyone getting all excited about the game Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts, and Andrew Luck comes to town. Tonight's show is brought to you by Burns Honda, Jim McCormick, and the guys over at Burns. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. We're also brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at your new sports book. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Nick Jaffray and all the fine folks at Bradford White, they've been longtime sponsors of this show. Bradford White water heaters built to be the very best. And thanks to our friends at Miller Lite, Mark Kramer, Brendan Dalton, keeping everyone refreshed here at the Downingtown Country Club. All right, Coach, we got to move on a little bit.
Now we're going to talk about this guy from Indianapolis coming in here. Got a rocket on his shoulder. His name is Andrew Luck. He's now coached by Frank Reich. May sound familiar, folks. He was the offensive coordinator here with the Eagles last year. Now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Do you glean anything when you leave a team, coach, and go to another team that you remember about the team you left? And could we expect Frank Reich to know something about Carson Wentz that maybe you and I don't?
Oh, I believe definitely he would. I mean, he saw him every day.
Yep.
In the meeting room, on the practice field, game day. Definitely he knows where his strengths and weaknesses are. He knows what bothers him and what not to do against him because he recognizes and excels within that. I think it adds a real percentage execution success rate to the Colts. That doesn't mean they're going to beat us. But it I think it helps him. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So if you saw something about a quarterback, you know, hey, he's going to be flushed on pressure up the middle or he can't handle pressure, you know, coming from his right side, do you alter your defense to make him play to that weakness that he has?
I would. Yep. I definitely wouldn't. I'm not a defensive coordinator, but I would expect my defensive coaches, especially if they had worked with Carson before, and I would talk with him about, these are the things I saw in the practice field that he didn't handle as well. There's almost nothing he handles poorly, okay? There are certain things he handles better than others. I'm sure every quarterback's that way. Every coach is that way. But I would use that to my advantage if I could.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was looking at some tape today, and it'll be the first tape I will look at about 2 hours after the game on Sunday. I really want to see how Frank Reich orchestrates his defense against Carson Wentz, because I agree with you. Carson Wentz does not have a flaw in his game, in my opinion. Right. You know, his red zone production last year. Remember, this guy, we sometimes tend to forget because Nick did such a phenomenal job winning the Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP. I mean, Carson was on his way to being the league MVP literally up to the 13th game. He had thrown 23 touchdowns and zero interceptions in the red zone.
Right.
He had 10 touchdown passes of 20 yards or more. That was second most in the NFL. He only played less than 13 games. Against the Blitz, his quarterback rating was a ridiculous 137. Mm-hmm. There really isn't a flaw in his game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm really kind of going to be real interested to see if maybe Frank Reich designed something defensively that I could see, because you never really know. You never really know what coach you're doing. But when you coach, did you kind of look for that chink in the armor when you played against someone that you knew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, I don't want to give anybody else an idea, not that anyone listens to me. But
they might be, coach.
I know what I would do against him. I would play man up front as hard as I could play it, on tight ends and all the short stuff and everything. And force them to throw and take a chance. They're going to beat me deep.
Right.
But I would try to prevent the 65% completion day and make him throw 52% complete.
So not give him those easy throws. In other words, force him to hold the ball, read through the coverage.
And for a tight man coverage, if he completes it, he's tackled right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, in today's NFL, I mean, no one plays that way, hardly. You may get more of that man under two deep tight behind it, which I think, and then they do play that because they don't blitz. Like I said, they blitz less than 10% of the time, so that may be a way to go.
Right. That would be the way I would do it. And I don't say I have all the answers. But
well, you won 120 games in the Super Bowl, coach. Yeah, I think you have a long
time to win. Took a long time to win them. I'll tell you that. But 15.
Well,
years.
Wait, you took 15 years off too. Yeah. So that had something to do with it.
You know, you aren't going to stop him.
Right.
But if you could control him, because you know the other guy playing on the other team is a pretty good player,
right.
Mr. Love. He can play, and he's not injured anymore. And they'll do a good job. And Frank will do a good. As good a job with him as he has done with Carson. So it'll be interesting. Yeah.
Coach, I'm going to go back a little bit. A couple of years ago, you had myself, Vince Papale, and head coach Doug Peterson out of your house just down the road here outside of Downingtown. Yeah. And our wives, and it was a fantastic afternoon. And you know, I was part of the hiring process to bring, you know, Doug into town, and I'm knocking on wood. That worked out very, very well. Thank you, Jeffrey Lurie, Housing Roseman, Don Smolinski, for allowing me to be part of that. But we're out at your house drinking some wine, like we always have with the great wine that the coach produces, that Vermeil wine. It doesn't get any better than that. Did you sense that Doug was the guy that could do what he did? That was 2 years ago, just before training camp.
No, I didn't sense that. You never know. You just never know. And there's some guys that are going to really disappoint you. I would say that I wasn't surprised that he excelled because his background is so good. First, all the years he spent as a backup quarterback under good people with good head coaches, and then all those years with Andy Reid actually coaching and learning. You know, I'm a big, big fan of Andy Reid.
Yes, you are.
And sooner or later, he's going to win it all.
Yep.
Because he is a great football coach. He's a great football coach. Yeah, and you name a quarterback that hasn't excelled with Andy Reid.
There aren't any.
He's made some guys who weren't too good look a hell of a lot better than they really are,
right,
too. And I just think, you know, I liked his demeanor. I liked his preparation to become what he is. I liked how humble he is. I like Jeannie, his wife.
Yep.
Sweet. Every coach has got to have a coach's wife. I'll tell you, every quarterback's got to have a quarterback's wife. And I just, you know, I became gradually convinced. You know, and I second-guess him. I second-guess the fourth down calls. I wouldn't do some of those things. But once you buy in, you buy in.
Right.
And I bought in.
Well, I can tell you, I'm sitting at the Super Bowl, and not the Philly special play, but, you know, later in the game, a fourth and one play, and there's a timeout, and I'm sitting in the stands, and all these people, they know I'm there, and there's a timeout, and they said, Jaws, what would you? And I said, kick. So I would have been wrong. I was questioning, yeah, you know what he's doing. Get that ball. But then I got a chance to talk to Doug after the, you know, a few weeks later. We actually went through the film together. He said, you know, some of these calls are easy when you play against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Because you have to outscore Tom Brady.
You just know.
So his mind was in the game, not just the offense. Hey, you play against Tom Brady, you got to be a little more aggressive.
See, that's what's wrong with analytics. Because analytics doesn't consider the profile of the opponent, the person. They consider the numbers. And, for example, your analytics can't tell you all of a sudden Brady can't start the game, can't play. It changes everything. Okay. So I just think that Doug overall is right now a great package. Now, I'm saying this. When you lose two coaches that have a combined 31 years of experience, you've lost something. How long does it take to make it up? How long does it take to the young guys? I remember this. As a young offensive coordinator in the NFL, I helped get Tommy Prostro fired because I had the responsibility to run the offense but not the experience. And it takes a while. It really takes a while. Doug Peterson is the offensive coordinator, okay?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
he's got Mike Groh has the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know who's orchestrating.
He was last year.
Right.
He was last year when they won it all. Yeah. Does he have the same support staff? No. And it might take a little while for the support staff to catch up and make the same contribution the staff that he had last year.
You know, we always talk about the room, Coach, the quarterback room, how those guys have to get along. You know, when you did have, say, last year going back with Carson and Nick, and all of a sudden you've got a Frank Reich, you got John DeFilippo. Everything I had always heard and talked to guys, we had a really good room. We all got along. You know, we listened to the coach. How important is that to have a good meeting room?
It's very important. I'm going to tell, I can't help but laughing. Sid Gilman, I brought him in 79 to help me become a better offensive coach and head coach. And he ran Ron's quarterback meetings. So one time Ron gets out of line on a Monday night radio show somewhere in a bar, and he doesn't realize the media guy is there.
Uh-oh.
And it takes a shot at our defensive coaches. The defense didn't play well. The coach. Marion Campbell comes to me. He is really upset at my quarterback, Ron Jaworski. Okay. And so I say, Sid Gilman, you get after Ron. Let him know he can't do that. And I'm moving on about the rest of my responsibility. So later on, I found out that Sid said to Ron, "Ron, consider your ass chewed out."
That was it.
I will never forget that.
I can't believe Marion Campbell was listening to those radio shows.
No,
you know?
But the defensive guys in the meeting brought it to the defensive guys in the meeting brought him the news.
Yeah, you know, all these coaches, all these players, they all say, you know, we don't listen to the media. Then you go into coach's office, you have a stack of newspapers. They don't listen to that. I have no idea how coach out anyone anyone could coach in today's NFL with this tweet stuff that's out there and photos of everything going on.
There has to be a way to better control it as a head football coach. It starts with trust and believing in the leadership. You know, hey, you know, our special forces, our Navy SEALs. In fact, I was with a kid that I grew up with, his dad, who's in the CIA, drinking Vermeer wine last Saturday night, and I couldn't get a burp out of him as what he's doing. There are, you know, some people just won't say what they can't say. So,
Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us here at the Ron Jaworski Show at the Downingtown Country Club. And awesome. Coach lives just down the street. Hey, and if you're ever looking for a good bottle of wine,
Vermeer
wine. It's at Vermeer wine. What is
Google
that?
Vermeer wine.
What's your best wine, right? Coach just got back from Napa Valley Sunday, out there picking grapes on his tractor. I mean, the man is into his wine. So, what's your top wine right now?
Well, my favorite is called Rosedale Block. It's expensive. It's a $125 bottle of wine. We make 135 cases of it. The most popular is the Blend 34 for Super Bowl 34. Once in a while, you can get it in the state store. Otherwise, you have to Google Vermeer Wines and just order it.
All right.
Anyway, it's legal to ship into the state of Pennsylvania now. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Coach Vermeer, thank you so much. And next week, we'll be coming to you live from the Valley Brook Country Club with, we're going to learn some offensive line play next week. A great Trey Thomas will be joining. Thanks, everyone, for coming out tonight. Go Birds! I got the Birds 31-21. All right. Good night, everyone.